Now it's time for this.
News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, Peter Stapledon. He's Ireland's managing partner of Maples and Calder, the Maple Group law firm, and I believe they're also he's also a member of their Global Manco. So Peter, you're very welcome to the programme. Maples and Calder, we'll get to that in a second, but I want to bring you back to Clontarf, your early days. You were educated by the Vincentians, I understand it, in St. Paul's in Raheny, off to UCD for your Bachelor of Law. I'm told that we need that law's gain was almost radio's loss, or maybe radio's loss was law's gain, because you did work for a while, did you not, in 98 FM?
I did indeed, Bobby. Yeah, it was a great time. It was when the new independent stations were just on air, and through a family connection, I had a part-time job, as we did during that journey through secondary school in Clontarf. 98 FM was one of the more glamorous ones. We worked with the promotion team, learning the values of kind of, you know, getting the brand out there. But that was an interesting time, and got to work with some of the broadcasters at an early age.
It is interesting that our, you know, jobs that we do in our youth often find their way, you know, into when you look back at your experience, such as, you know, customer facing, dealing with situations, dealing with people. It makes us it makes us better managers, doesn't it?
I completely agree. And the interesting one about that, which was exciting about 98 FM, was it was a startup. So it had that incredible energy of somebody taking on the big Goliaths at the time, you know, the state broadcasters. There was great energy about it, but they drilled it into it. So a lot of successful startups, whether it's a law firm, whether it's a corporate enterprise, to have that energy and have the team really bought in. So they had us in early in the mornings, standing on motorways, handed out the car bumper stickers, you might remember.
Yeah, this is how you earn your stripes.
It was. And then all the way up to the glamour of, I remember, doing a lot of work around U2, this Zeropa tour that came into Ireland. So that was a big one to go after all the hard work on the motorways, getting to hang around the band at the ODF.
Good cool. Job. Well done, you. Did you always want to be a lawyer?
I wouldn't say always. I wanted to be a Manchester United footballer or play in a band. But I think as I got to my teens and those dreams started to fade a little bit by my sporting prowess. My mother's side of the family had a strong tradition in the law. My grandfather was a very preeminent lawyer out in the west of Ireland. So that kind of filtered somewhere in the background.
Sure.
And then I was lucky enough, as I said, through the academic journey you mentioned, to get enough points and go into UCD. And from there on, it was a bit of a winding journey. I ended up with a fantastic first law firm, excellent firm in Dublin, Dillon Eustace. And they were kind enough to send me both in Dublin and a little bit of globe-trotting around the world into continental Europe.
And you spent 10 years. What sort of law firm were Dillon Eustace? Was it a small practice, big practice?
No, it's a very well-known, it's a very strong domestic law firm. I think they'd probably be sometimes categorised as a boutique. They had a very strong reputation in financial services. Was more full service than that. And I had a very, very happy career then. But when Maples entered the market and the chance to work for something on an international basis, it was something I had to seize.
Okay, so from 2010 then, you basically joined Maples. You were made head of investment funds in 2017, managing partner in 2021. Maples they're sort of known as, or were known, and maybe still are, as a disruptor in the space. And our listeners would be interested to know, how do you become a disruptor in the field of law?
Well, that was the most exciting thing. It almost goes back to the 98 FM idea. We came in, we were the first international law firm of scale to come in. Great brands in the market, the big Irish brands had been around for maybe 100 plus years. And what we worked on was offering something very, very different in the marketplace. It was the ability for Irish lawyers to transact, you know, globally, to move across offices, to work at scale. And one of the key things about Maples is it's more than just a law firm. So we're trying to build out something which is a very wide offering. So we've got one of the largest international law firms globally, but we've also built on a very, very successful financial services business, Maples FS, to that.
Yeah.
So disrupting the market in that way was key.
And it is interesting, is it not, that of the 16 practices that you have internationally, Ireland is the second largest, employing 520 odd people.
Yeah, a huge success story. I joined, I think we were probably under 30 people in Ireland, and it was a great success story. By disrupting the market, offering something very different, we're able to grow until now, like we're at a huge scale, as you said, second largest office globally. Ireland's been very good to us. That's domestic Irish clients, anything from like big headline deals like the AMCS deal recently to financial services with the IFSC. But what we also do is we encourage an awful lot of investment into Ireland.
Yeah.
So the Maples brand from the Americas to Asia is constantly out there reinforcing how good a place Ireland is to do business. So it's worth both ways.
Sure.
We found a great team in Ireland, but the clients have really liked working here.
Can I ask you about M&A activity, mergers and acquisitions? It seems fairly buoyant at the moment. If we look at, and you've been somebody who's been close to this for a long number of years, you know, the role of the lawyer in an M&A transaction, has that changed?
It's definitely changing. I mean, what we would see is our role is, one, people are hiring you for deal execution and excellence. These transactions become very, very complex over time. A lot of them stray into regulated environments, so you need a multidisciplinary team. But I think where it's really changing at the moment is being able to offer the clients senior partners who almost have trusted advisor status. They've been through these deals, they've done it beforehand. Then we have a very, very strong team below that. And one of the most interesting things we're doing now is twinning or empowering those lawyers with AI and other legal technology. So we're cutting out some of the inefficiencies in traditional deals.
So I was going to ask you about AI because I know it's something that's very central to your strategy at the moment. How is it going to change the business or your business?
Well, it's hopefully for the better. So what we're trying to do is that the strategy is built on what we call the three I's. So we've covered the international aspect of Maples, is that we're probably wider than just a narrow kind of traditional Irish law firms. But, you know, that's without criticizing, it's just that our model is a little bit different. We then also look at kind of the integration of the business. So we talked about Maples and Maples FS. But the third I is our innovation strategy. And what we see is that for an awful lot of time, when you're dealing with lawyers, we want to give our clients access to what the lawyers do best. That's solving very complex problems and offering their experience. What we have found in law is sometimes there's inefficiencies in the process, whether it's kind of on the more mundane side of, you know, regulatory filing work, etc. So the AI solutions are able to basically...
So it allows the lawyer capacity to do something of higher value. Is that really what you see happening?
That's exactly it. So you know, one of the vendors that we've partnered with, RVAI, would claim that it equips lawyers with superpowers. Now, that might be a little bit of hyperbole. But that's certainly what we're trying to do.
Lawyers with superpowers, that sounds very scary. Finally, I wanted to ask you about your conversion to being a maritime man. I think you, during COVID, you decided that you were going to buy yourself a small boat, which I believe you did. And now I see very recently Maples were sponsoring the IRC European Championships out of the Royal Irish Yacht Club. So your sailing journey and your nautical journey, tell us a little bit about that.
That was a pure happenstance. So a call from a friend during COVID, when we were all restricted to kind of outdoor activities, and one of the things recommended was going down to the National Powerboat School to get a license during the weekend. Very, very accessible. The kids had always been a little bit interested in sailing, very strong on my wife's side. My father-in-law was an Olympic class sailor, so we kind of neglected the seafront, Dunleary and the clubs. And during COVID, got that impetus to go into it. And from there, it's taken off because it's wonderful facilities. People don't fully realise with the growth in sea swimming, etc. But through the clubs, you can get on the water. The clubs are very accessible. They're always looking for crew to help on the boats. The youth schemes are brilliant. And then through a business connection, going down to, you know, what we're here to talk about, I was very lucky to be introduced to Patrick Burke, who introduced me to the Irish. And from there, an opportunity to support bringing the IRC championships to Ireland for the first time, I think, in over a decade, was an opportunity too good to refuse. And what a weekend it was.
Well done. Okay. Peter Stapleton, managing partner with Maples & Calder. Great to talk to you, and wishing you all every success on the water and in the field of law. Thank you so much.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.